Panthers release came out a few days ago, weeks. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, the concept and ideas behind this very interesting album?
Yeah, but I think I will be a bit confusing as the concept is huge. So I will just try to get it out somehow ordered. The title is Agape. It's taken from ancient Greek, and it means something like pure and sacrificial love. And that's the overall theme of the album somehow. But actually, to go more into detail, it's the lyrics all deal with persons in surreal surroundings, like on a wasteland planet, a small wasteland planet, and people are living there alone. Actually, there's always one person on one planet, so to speak, and these persons feel so, are living in this way. It's pretty important, and they feel so lonely and awkward when being alone that they somehow go crazy, and they yearn for the people. For people who give them shelter and caress so much that they can't think strange, and they are hallucinating and behaving weird. And that's the overall theme, roughly.
And is this completely separate from Neon, or is kind of a continuation?
Neon is a close chapter for me, definitely. Because when I wrote this, I had some special thing going on with my perception. I think we had an interview before, did we?
Via email, yes.
Yeah, and I think I told you about this this flushy, hazy thing I had. And this was the inspiration for Neon. And now that I don't have this thing anymore, I yearn for it and I search for it. So it's basically something different, but connected though.
And how do you get into, you know, this creative sprouts and moods in order to, you know, conceptualize these ideas and come up with them?
I don't know, they just come as they come. When I'm sitting here and playing the guitar, I don't think of something in a constructional way or something. It's just jamming with myself, and then the songs appear. So actually it's more that the songs are having an impact on my mood, than more like that, than I put my mood into the songs. So I don't know, it's something, they come alive somehow, and you just reign over me, so to speak.
In terms of writing the songs, how much of a perfectionist you are, or how organic they are, in the sense that, you know, they're just the way they came to you?
I always have by far more material than I place on the album, on the actual album, so I just try to, you know, select the best stuff to appear. And I would call myself a perfectionist in that way, definitely, but it's also, I don't know, organic at the same time. You know, I play the songs, and I do the riffs are coming, you know, like in an organic way, but I do the arrangements, of course, with my head. So, and not with a feeling.
And, you know, in terms of all this process, do you think that your process has changed over the albums that you've released, or you're just tweaking it to be more self-sufficient for you?
Oh, no, I never changed the way of writing.
Okay, and in terms of, you know, the drumming, you stopped doing the drumming for this release. Can you tell us a bit more about that for the people interested?
I had to stop, actually, because of an illness in my hand. I'm not entirely sure about the name or the term in English, it's tendinitis. Do you know this?
Tendinitis?
Could be. It's quite a common illness for musicians and for drummers. You know, I basically just have pain when playing, let's say that way. And so I had to stop and ask a good friend for, taking the drums over.
And did you feel any issues with relinquishing control over that aspect of the music?
No. Actually, I know the guy since ages now, and he's a good drummer, and yeah, it was cool. I didn't like to play the drums actually too much. I just did it because no one else was around to do it. So I'm basically happy that someone took over the drums to play the drums.
And you know, in terms of the concept, we talked about the concept and how much does that tie to the cover art and the album art that we haven't seen the inside just yet, just the cover.
Okay. Actually, the artwork displays the lyrics pretty much. I drew all of the pictures on my own this time because I just felt like giving it a try, and I was pretty satisfied with what I came up with. And I tried to illustrate the lyrics. That's actually how things are connected.
And you know, in terms of playing the music live, is there any plans or ideas moving forward with that, or you just want to stay as a more studio band?
No, I finally have a lineup, a complete lineup, and we are going to rehearse this by the end of the year around Christmas, and we are trying to set up some concerts for next year.
And is the lineup the same as in the album, or you have other members instead of Nij then?
Of course I have this on the actual album. We have two guitars, a bass, and the drums, and I think the guitarist will also play the keyboard part. And Janesh is not going to join us, and my guitarist friend and me will take over the vocals. And Nash won't join because he's pretty much on tour the whole year, so unfortunately no time for playing live.
How do you feel that this type of music is going to work out live? What are your impressions and what are you expecting?
Actually, I don't have clear thoughts about that, as we just had one day of rehearsal before, and so I'm not so experienced with what it feels to play the songs with the band. But I don't think that there will be something special in terms of effects or performance or something. It will be quite a straightforward show, I guess. But in terms of what I expect, I will try to play everywhere I can. So I expect to meet a lot of people and to visit a lot of places.
And what do you think? Why do you think now is the right time? For finally to do a tour live dates.
Oh, I always wanted to do that, but I just didn't have the lineup. So. The sooner the better for me.
In terms of the traction that the band has gained over the last three albums, how pleased are you with how people are getting the music and getting interested in it versus just saying, oh, it's weird, I don't like it?
I don't have a clear view on that neither. I don't get so much attention in Germany, actually. It's kind of strange, but the German metalheads don't seem to like the music so much. As I have read the first reviews,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty much all right. But yeah, the German reviews are somehow not so good than compared to the global ones. And so I don't get too much too much direct feedback from Germany. But yeah, after all, I mean, it always feels good to get feedback. And yeah, and I definitely have to say that it was just growing from the first record on, of course. And yeah, it feels great.
And, you know, what would you feel it would be the best venue or the best place to, you know, make the first show, or you don't really care, just as long as it happens, it doesn't matter where?
I want to, the first concert will be quite private, I guess. It's just for, it will just be for friends and friends of friends, and it will be, I think, somewhere near my hometown, yeah, because all my people are, you know, living there in the region, and it's easy to get to the concert for them.
Okay, and you know, in terms of any limitations, you just want to play as much as you can, wherever you can?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, I won't, I will try to play not like regularly each month one time or something. I want to keep this a little bit special and exclusive. But yeah, as soon the offer is good, I will be playing, I guess, yes.
And you know, in terms of band sound, I mean, it's been evolving slowly, it's pushing boundaries. How would you describe, I mean, what's going on with the band sound?
Yeah, okay, I think to start at the first record, that we started off as the post-black metal act, as this pretty straight post-metal act, post-black metal act. But yeah, I don't know, it somehow evolved. And you, when you listen to Neon, it's a step forward, I think. And Agape is another step forward compared to another. And I think it moves away from black metal and goes into a pretty individual style, if I can say that.
And you know, in terms of inspirations, what do you think has been the music that you've said has shaped the way you want to make music?
Yeah, there's definitely two bands I have to mention. Yeah, definitely Kayodot, the Choirs of the Eye record. And also for Agape, I think it was a lot the Deftones, actually, the newer Deftones, not the old new metal style, but the post metal Deftones.
And how much do you think that you want to diverge from, you know, the original idea of the band?
Yeah, I can't say that. You know, the songs are just coming as they come out. So I just don't want to set myself boundaries, you know. Just want to try to play as free as possible.
You know, in terms of this, what do you feel that? I mean, do you feel that having a full lineup, you know, that's actually composing, would be a better way, or you like to keep it, you know, you having control of things?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. Actually, I told you before that we just had one rehearsal together, and it was just session musicians, so to speak, playing what I told them to play. But I definitely want to give a shot to compose together as a whole band. And yeah, I think we are going to try that out around Christmas when we start to rehearse.
And you know, based on your other band's experiences, what do you like about, you know, how you keeping Mantos going? Based on the other bands that you participated, how do you, what do you like that, how you've been keeping Lantulus going?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm wording it wrong, I guess. Based on your other band experience, what made you, you know, diverge into your own little project?
Sorry, I really don't get the question.
Oh, okay.
It's you know, because I don't understand it because of my English.
In terms of the latest album, what would you say is the track that gets you the most?
The first one, Intrauterin and Erebo, by far, because I think those are the best compositions on the album, and they give me the core of the feeling pretty much. that the overall album wants to express.
And in terms of, you know, the label support, how do you feel being on, you know, Prophecy with all these great brands that you carve your own niche there?
In terms of label support?
Yeah.
I'm 100% satisfied with the label. I mean, as you told before, they have great bands on their roster, and there's really nothing stressed about or something. They just do all the work, so I just have to sit down and give some interviews, and that's pretty much it. And I'm 100% satisfied with that. Because I want to concentrate on myself, on the music only, and it's important to me that I don't have too much going on with music except for writing and playing.
And that's perfectly true. And in terms of the writing and playing, have you already started getting new ideas for anything in the future, or is there anything already set up, or what's the future for the band?
I just wrote one song 2 months ago or something, one new song, and I actually today wrote the first half of a second song, and it's going at the moment. But I don't want to tell too much, as I often discard things and start over completely new.
Do you feel that you will ever fill out that creativity and just decide one day, oh yeah, I'm tired of this band, or do you think that you can keep going strong with it?
I absolutely don't know. It could easily be that I someday just don't want to make any metal music somehow, or any music at all. Though I think that this won't happen, but of course it could be, because when you are writing so much alone, as I don't have people around me to write music with them, you often feel like empty somehow, and a lack of creativity. But I guess that's normal, and I'm not sure, but I don't think that this will ever happen, that I lie down my instruments completely.
Okay, and you just kind of wrap things up. Is there anything in particular you want to say to the people in North America that are going to be listening to this and are interested in the band and hoping to maybe someday see you guys over here?
I want to recommend everyone to listen to the new album more than one time, as I think that it is a really good album and that it really needs some listens. And I hope that people will like the new album, and I recommend them to give it a few more listens than just listening one time to it, as I think that this is our best album, and that it really needs some listens to get through. So I hope that everyone will take some time and start to like it.